listening to Sightlines with Cameron Lohman and Ben Price.
You're listening to Sightlines with Cameron Lohman and Ben Price.
Not anymore.
No.
We have new equipment.
We do.
Well, sort of. It's got a new cable. And because Cam is always too quiet. But as he opened the episode there, I was thinking, he's too loud. Because it spiked a bit.
See, most people think I'm too loud in everyday life, so.
That's perfect right there, whatever you're doing there.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. It's good.
Oh, it's good. Oh, God, don't do that.
It's good.
Okay. What the hell? I didn't even start the timer.
Oh, God.
Wow, there. Our 35 minutes starts now. We're trying to shorten up the episode today.
Yeah, because we think you guys don't like listening to us.
I know they don't like listening to us.
Especially not your grandmother.
No.
No.
You know who's going to be really happy, though?
Your aunt.
Yes. She always asks me, where's the episode?
Well, here it is.
Why hasn't there been any episodes, Cam?
Why? Because we've been on a hiatus.
Hiatus.
Yes.
Hiatus.
Which is Latin for gape.
Not anymore.
Ping. Gaping.
No, gape too.
No, hiatus. Hiate is gape.
Oh, hiatus.
It's gaping.
The plural.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite scenes in a movie is in The Life of Brian, Monty Python's Life of Brian. And he's written on the wall, Romans go home, but he's written it in Latin. But he's written it wrong. So the Roman centurion comes up to him and like makes him correct it, all of them, because he's like written it all over the walls
that's
of this
amazing.
Castle. And then he gets away. Yeah. Like they should have arrested him and killed him, but
that's funny.
Corrects him.
A Roman soldier walks into a bar.
Oh, no.
He holds up two fingers and he says, five beers, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one's going to get that.
Because it's a V.
I know like what I get it.
Like a Roman numeral.
That's
five, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's holding up two fingers.
To make a V.
And so he says, five beers, please.
I get it.
Well, I just didn't think you did. Anyways, because you didn't laugh.
Back, because it's not funny.
Would have laughed if it was funny. Anywho. Yeah, no, we were on a hiatus.
Why?
Because I was sent away from
you were sent
by
away.
Work.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. That's what he says.
Yeah.
By, it was a work thing.
Yeah.
I think it was in prison.
Yes, for three
singing
weeks.
Folsom Blues. Folsom Prison Blues.
Oh, good song.
Do-do-do-do. I don't know if that's it.
That's,
but
that's not.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's, anyway. Yeah, anyways. Yeah, no, I was sent home by work, which sounds worse than
well,
it is.
Well, close to home.
Close to home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I was sent to Cranbrook to go work at their
Cranbrook, B.C.
Yeah.
It's a sport. Home of nothing. No, what is their slogan?
Gateway to the Kootenays?
Oh, is it? Something. That's all you want to use it for, too.
Yeah, just get through. Yeah.
This is the longest fucking gate.
Yeah.
Oops, already.
Swearing.
Shit.
Oh,
there it is. Twice.
Yeah, no, so I was sent there for a couple of weeks as they were having a change in management, and so I got to go in, help them out for a couple of weeks, and...
And I bet you...
And now I'm back.
That's good. It's good to have you back. But you might be going back to Cranbrook.
Maybe. I don't know.
We'll definitely have to figure out how to make this work over phone.
Yeah, we thought we knew.
I didn't think I knew.
Oh, okay.
Well, I just thought, I could probably figure this out.
And we didn't.
No, we never
did. That's okay. Yeah, no. So I was there for a couple of weeks working.
And now we're back.
Now we're back.
Lucky
but then
you.
Also, we came back and all of a sudden, Ben was being a whole important person. With stage management.
Because I started working?
Yeah.
Did I start while you were away or before?
Right after I got back.
Right after you got back.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was like the first day that I got back. You were.
When did you get back? That's a gross sound.
The 11th? Oh, so you already
started.
So
I started before. I started on the 6th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
So that's that.
We're here now. We're recording an episode.
We're back.
You'll hear this on Monday.
Or whenever.
Yeah, I guess. It'll be posted Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to it on Monday, when I just said you'll hear this on Monday, you'll think, he's an idiot. It is Monday.
Yep. Exactly what we'll think.
That's what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about defining success.
Defining success.
Yes. How do you define it?
Defining success as an artist.
Yeah.
Or does it have to be? Are we just like dropping that?
The whole arts thing? No.
Yeah. No one wants to know about that shit.
No. No, I think it covers a multitude of life's avenues.
Okay, well, we'll just say defining success, and you can know that in our minds.
But I think you and I talking about it is defining success as an artist.
Okay. We'll just define it as us.
Which is...
Who are...
Artists.
Well.
Well, not professional ones.
One of us. Well, what did you do today, Ken?
That is a very good point.
Yes.
I became a technician today.
Well.
Well, no. A piece of paper said I was a technician.
Yeah, you signed a contract.
I did.
A theater contract.
I did.
When is the last time you did that?
Signed an actual theater contract? Never.
Never?
No.
My God.
I know. I kind of did for Ford Steel, but.
Well.
Eh.
We'll just call it.
We'll forget
it. We'll call this one the first time and forget about that.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, no. So I got a call. I was called up to the big leagues today.
By whom?
By Ben.
Yes.
Yeah. I got a text this morning while I was laying in bed. Yes. Saying that they needed help building things. Mm-hmm. And if anyone knows me around a power tool.
Yeah.
Never really a safe thing.
Not a lot of power tools today, though.
I handled a drill for a while.
There was a drill.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
Good for
That's
you.
That's pretty impressive.
Anyway.
And I have all my fingers still.
Yep. All seven of them.
All seven. Yep.
But you had a good time.
I did, actually.
Good.
I might get called back. Who knows?
I don't.
Probably so. Not.
No. They no. saw today. They're like, here's $10.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
No, I actually, I'm getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
And I would think it was successful.
Yes. Well, because we'll see we'll when see. We get on stage. We'll see. I'm stage managing a show right now, and Cam built the set today, and I don't feel comfortable letting my actors on it.
That's fair.
Because Cam built it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Define success for me, Cam. What is your idea of success?
What's my idea of success?
Yeah. For you to be, I'll say artist, what do you need to be a successful artist?
I guess it depends on what kind of art I'm doing. So if I'm being...
You're going to be a painter?
I don't plan on it.
Okay.
But I think part of success is learning. So...
Okay.
But as a actor...
First episode back. It's not going to be very good, folks. If you want to shut it off now, no one will blame you.
Please don't. I think as an actor, success comes from connecting with your fellow actor, with the audience, all that, not falling on the stage. I think
you
can break down to something.
So that's success for you? If you can connect with an actor on stage?
I think it's a lot more difficult than a lot of people think it is.
I would agree with you.
Yeah.
So. However, that's success for you. If someone said, are you successful? And you're like, yeah, I connected with that guy.
Well, because I don't think...
Hard.
I think if you put it to a monetary success, you're not going to have a lot of success in...
Not in theater.
In theater.
Not in arts.
Yeah.
No, unless you're in film.
Yeah.
That's the one exception.
Even then. I did...
Well, I bet Alexander Skarsgård got...
Got quite a bit of money.
Got a quite... Yeah.
I know. But just starting out, though, like...
It's hard. It's not easy.
It's hard.
We're actually in a position...
I did a full day, and I got like $200.
Here's my issue.
Okay.
This is happening right now to a few of my actors. They're in this show,
mm-hmm.
and they have auditions, mm-hmm. but they have to turn down the auditions for the next show because they can't leave rehearsals mm-hmm. for this show. So how are they to be successful if the schedules won't allow it? You know what I mean? It's like a weird... Because as an artist, you're a contractor. You're an independent contractor, and you're mm-hmm. constantly looking for that next thing, or you won't be able to eat, you know?
Yeah, so really, like, if you're putting success as a monetary value,
mm-hmm.
I think that's very difficult. So yeah. I think you have to put it into a more of a philosophical
Yeah, success. I would agree that you don't want to really... I mean, you...
Because you kind of box yourself in if you're like, if I don't make...
I think financial success and... artistic success are different.
Yeah.
Should be different because don't do it on
monetary. So I think success from my actor point of view is connecting holistically with the with whatever is happening.
Yeah.
So with the script, with the audience, with the actors, with myself and my body and everything like that. So I think there's success is I don't know. Success is a difficult thing to define.
Thing, yeah.
Because it's, I know what when I feel successful, mm-hmm. but I've walked off of stages and been like, oh, this was a great show. This was fantastic. Oh, yeah. Like everything tonight was just perfect. And then other actors will be like, ah, I'm so off today.
Right.
And it's like, oh.
Well, I think individual success within a show is very different.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny, like how you perceive success, because I can say my success is connecting with people, but if you didn't feel that connection,
yeah,
does that all of a sudden negate my success?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, well, like I said, it's individuals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the first thing we've discovered is that success is individual, yeah. Very subjective.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How would you define it as a stage manager?
Success as a stage manager, I don't think you know if you're successful until almost the show is over. Hmm. And if people come out of the show happy. Like, my job as a stage manager is really weird. It's a really weird job, I think, because you're essentially a babysitter for adults, but on the same level. Like, the people you're working with are brilliant, but it's your job to... They are. They're lovely people. Most of the time, like one... Every once in a while, you get a douchebag like Cam. But
yep.
Do you remember your lines yet, Cam? I do not.
Well, we open tomorrow.
Yep, you should probably look at a script.
Ah.
I don't have a script. I lost it first day. No, that's not. Cam's a nice guy, but a little forgetful, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's okay. Anyway, stage management is weird because I think to be successful as a stage manager, you really need to be organized and on top of it. Like it's a strange position to be in.
Now, do you think as an artist, we get to say that we are successful, or do you think other people get to say that we are successful and that defines the success?
I think it's both.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think you're successful and someone else doesn't, I want to hear their reasoning behind it, because yeah. obviously.
Because I mean, like, I've been reviewed as an actor before.
Sure.
And
people hate you or yeah. people love you. Yeah.
And yet. You could love a show that they hate, and mm-hmm. you could hate a show that they love.
Wow, and the thing is, for me, I would never get a review. No. Like, no one would review what I do.
Unless you're in an institution of some sort.
The other thing, yes, true. Yeah, if I was being graded, which is also very strange. Like, it's also very subjective, because as a stage...
Because really, it's growth.
And there's so many different, like, personal touches you can give to stage management.
Yeah.
Like, if someone doesn't like the way you use your prompt book...
Yeah. How would you, if you were to grade someone mm-hmm. for stage management, because I know that you've created syllabi. And all that for,
yeah.
for stage managers.
Yeah.
How would you grade a stage manager? Say an A+, if you yeah. gave someone an A+, they were obviously successful.
Yes.
How would somebody get an A+ in a Ben Price stage management
class? The first thing you'd need to... also clarify for me is like, what am I grading? Am I grading a piece of paperwork? Because there's so many different things. So, you can't teach. I think it's a really weird thing to have a stage management class, because you can't teach it. Every show is different.
Well, that's like acting.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But you can learn like in a stage management class, I guess, you learn fundamentals of certain, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but...
Like principles?
But in stage management... You learn paperwork, how to create good paperwork. So if I was going to give someone a grade on paperwork, I'd look for clarity in the paperwork. I'd want to know what the piece of paperwork is trying to tell me. I'd want to know what the piece of, like, who the piece of paperwork is for, and is it...
Who it was created by and distributed
who
by.
Is it, who it was created and distributed by. Yeah, things like that. Mm-hmm. So and the other thing is, does the piece of paperwork accomplish what it's going to accomplish? And then... I think in any class, if you get an A+, like that's impossible. I don't think I'd ever give an A+. But if you were clear.
I'm not going to take your class.
Well, no. That
I need the A+, man.
Well, that's not going to happen. Like, no one should have an A+. I don't know. Maybe. If it's perfectly clear and it's concise, because no one wants to sit there and read a 48-page schedule, and it accomplishes the goal. I think you get a pretty good grade.
Well, that's good.
I wouldn't say, I don't know what you get, but I'd have to decide in the moment. Because obviously, like, if there was two schedules made from the same template,
mm-hmm.
but this one was missing a piece of information. Yeah, maybe this one does get an A+, this one doesn't.
So it's relative.
It is, yeah. It's very, it's such a weird thing to have a class in.
Yeah. How, what would be like the perfect stage management learning environment then?
You just have to be, you just have to do it. Because every show is different. Like I said, you're going to, like, I make a schedule different than the last person that stage managed for the same company even.
Yeah. So then how would you know when that person was ready and successful and ready to move on?
I think that's really up to them. Like, if they think they can handle a show, obviously you're not going to get a big show right off the start, but you can stage manage a small show on your own.
Because Equity has rules where you have to, how many
you have to apprentice,
and how many shows you have to do.
I don't know the exact rule now. I think it's like three or four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you have to apprentice, and you're just, as an apprentice, you're an assistant stage manager, so you work under someone who's been doing it for a while, and they're just gonna, you know, you're just gonna work, and they're gonna say at the end of the show, maybe try this, maybe try that, do this, that was good, that wasn't.
Now, if you do three or however many limits of shows, you automatically become a full-fledged stage manager? Or can somebody like be like, no?
No, after you have all your credits, you can either keep working as an apprentice, or you can apply to join. You don't have to join right away.
Sorry, but like there's nothing that stops you?
No.
Like somebody can't be like, hey, that Ben guy.
No, I mean, yeah, I guess if you don't fulfill the apprenticeship requirements, you probably won't.
Okay.
But if you fulfill those, chances are, like, you've learned what you need to learn.
So basically, as long as you do 50% plus one.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're probably not going to get hired because people know one another.
Okay.
Theater is such a small community.
It is. Like, as far as it reaches, like... Mm.
Yeah, there's very little people in the field.
Yeah. Someone, you know someone in almost every major center.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Which is crazy, because it's so funny, because it is all about networking.
Professors I had at the U of L knew professors that I had at UBC.
Yeah.
And they would talk to me using their first name and like, hey, how's this guy? I'm like, that's weird.
And then if you were to move to Toronto.
Same people would know the same people.
Your professor from UBC would find you on Facebook like, hey, look out for John.
Yes. That's exactly what happened when I went.
Yeah.
Roger Schultz.
Yeah.
He knew... Stephen Heatley in.
Fantastic guy, Roger Schultz.
Yes. Love Roger.
Papa Raj.
Yeah, Papa Raj.
Such a good guy.
Nice guy.
Good guy. Anywho. Yeah. Yeah, so success. It's a weird thing to...
It's strange.
To try to define yourself as successful as an artist. Now, as a magician, which tends to have a bit more of a formulaic... presentation, if you will.
Yeah.
Like, it's very obvious if it went... wrong, but when it goes right, it's right. So
I think even if something went wrong, I could still be successful.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
I've had many effects go sour, like within a show, and I can still bring the audience back. You know, I can make it look right in some way, or just, you know, slough it off.
Can we talk about Family Day?
Oh God, no!
At a park.
It wasn't Family Day.
Or family.
It was a Family Fun Festival.
Family Fun Festival. Sorry.
Yeah.
Was that successful?
It was not. Oh, I would call that not successful.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering where your baseline.
Sure. That's it right there. So this show is outside, which is perfectly fine, but it was in Lethbridge, the windiest city in the world.
It's awful.
I cut out, I think, 6 tricks from my set because I just couldn't, the wind would not allow it to happen.
Yeah.
Which is not my fault, not their fault, but like,
first of all, I didn't unless your cards were made of concrete.
Yeah, there was no getting, there was no getting through that show successfully. At the same time, I think the people who were there liked it. I wouldn't say like.
Now, relative to the situation you were in, was it successful?
Yeah, I think so, because I did the best I could, you know. I accomplished my finale trick, which is, I think, my strongest effect, obviously.
Yeah.
People applauded, people laughed, people had fun, so sure, it was successful, but it wasn't if I were to go back and see all the shows I've done, I would say that is not successful.
So relative to the situation, it was successful. Yeah. Relative to your canon of work.
Yes. Not successful.
Not successful.
No, I would not want to do that show over.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. It was so bad. Cam left.
I had to go fill out our expense form. It was my first day back from...
It was, yeah.
I hadn't even stopped at home yet. Mm. I came right to the park when I was coming back from Cranbrook. But, So it's interesting because, I mean, there are award shows for artists. At that point, you're at such a high caliber that really... I think most people would consider you successful.
That's not completely true. What are the ones in Calgary? What are they called?
The Betty Mitchell Awards?
Okay, there's another one too, though, isn't there?
The Critters? Critics?
Maybe.
One of those.
Okay, so there's Betty Mitchell's.
Yeah.
And in Vancouver, there's the Jesse Richardson.
Yeah, and then there's the Dora Mavamore.
That's Canada-wide, though.
I thought that was just Toronto.
Maybe. I thought it was Canada-wide.
If you know, let us know.
Because as we know... Lots of people post on the pages.
Tons.
Yeah.
Not even us.
Your sister-in-law does.
That's true. Thanks, Katie.
You can call her your sister-in-law now.
I can.
Well, that's pretty cool. Great.
Yeah. I want to.
Do you want to say that? Do you want me to back up?
Special shout out to Kyle and Katie. Mm-hmm. They got married while I was in Cranbrook.
To who? Yes.
It was a beautiful wedding.
That's pretty funny.
It was a very successful wedding.
Oh, okay, good.
There was cake.
No fights?
No fights.
Oh, he did not seem very confident in that.
I didn't watch everyone the whole night. But.
I don't know how much time. We have about 15 minutes left.
Wow.
I'd like to, what?
That's a lot of time.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
We haven't been doing this for a while, so we don't really know. We don't have a sense for the time management. Last night we had a show, or I had a show. Cam was there.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, we did. Yeah. I had a magic show for Tara, the Trans Alta Retirees Association.
For old people.
Well, that's not very nice.
Well, they're pretty
old. They're retirees, yes. Yeah. And they were lovely. They were a fantastic audience. And that show, I would say, was successful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But afterwards, there's always a question that probably at every show I get asked.
How'd you do it?
No.
Oh.
I get that too, but another question. You want to guess that one?
No.
You're like twitching out there. Like, ah, I do want to guess, but I don't want to be wrong. Is this what you do?
Oh.
Is this your job?
Like that?
Yeah.
So like, this is like, it?
Yeah. Because I make the joke in my show. All right. Yeah. I don't really make a joke. You know what? I don't know the line I use.
You say it. Kind of in a
passive way, perhaps.
Yeah, but kind of more in a light-hearted way, where it's like, so I'm a magician. This is what I do.
This is what I do. I mean, it's not all I do, but I do is work in theater.
Yeah.
And I always get that question from at least one person.
Really?
Yeah, and it's very skeptical. Like, are you sure this is all I do? You don't have something else? I'm like, no, this is what I do.
Yeah.
Okay. It's so weird to me.
So do you think that they don't think you're successful?
I don't know what they think. I'm kind of
asking. You
should
stop the next person.
And say, why did you ask me that?
Yeah. Like not in a curt way or anything, no, but like out of curiosity, like
can I just ask you what you think of that?
Yeah.
What would you think? What is your cuz I was kind of asking you, why do you think I get that? Do you think they don't
I think
be successful or
no, you know, I think there's a bit of with the performing arts, there seems to be like a disconnect from society where it's like, but also I think a bit of admiration from society where it's like,
or jealousy perhaps.
Where it's like, oh, I wish I could do that. Mm-hmm. Or like people just don't understand that this is actually a job.
Feasible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's many actors that I mean, you look at film, that's what they do.
Yeah,
like they don't do that and then go work at
McDonald's.
Yeah I was actually going to say McDonald's.
It's always
I didn't want to say that, but I didn't want to be.
I mean, it's not the most glamorous job, but there are people that do it.
I mean,
it's a job. Gotta do what you gotta do.
Absolutely. Anyways, yeah, no, so I mean, people do that all the time, and And people don't question them.
No.
Like if Tom Cruise came up to you and was like,
this is what you do.
You wouldn't be like, oh, you're an actor?
You just act, hey?
Like
they have to whisper it. It's yeah. always whispered. Like they
if,
don't
if you showed them the check, I'm not going to say how much you made, but yes. like if you showed them the check at the end of that show, do you think that they would have the same?
Well, a couple people saw the check.
That's true.
Because they wrote it.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck sakes, yeah. that's what we paid.
You're pricey.
No.
You're not pricey.
I'm not pricey. I'm fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, that's the other thing. So people, I tell them the price and they go, okay, we'll try this amount. I'm like, well, that's not really fair because sorry. I put in how many hours of practice?
But sorry, but that's what I was trying to say is that yeah. it seems pricey.
Sure.
But it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
It's very strange because yeah. I only get an hour
mm-hmm.
of actual, what they would think is actual work time.
Yeah. No, but there's all the
preparation,
all your rehearsal, yeah. all the props that you buy, yeah. everything, your years of education, self-education plus your institutional education, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. like that's thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Yeah. And like, yeah, there's also administrational things that go yeah. on, like paperwork and yeah. conversations beforehand. I had to absolutely. Set aside time to go and meet with the person yeah. that ran the venue that they were using.
So really, if you were to break it down hourly,
mm-hmm.
you're getting paid a pittance,
mm-hmm.
but they just have to pay it out in a small
one, well, not to them, one large sum
yeah.
at one time.
But in the long run, it's a yeah. small amount.
Also, if you broke it down by per person
mm-hmm.
that was at that show,
mm-hmm.
it's also very
yeah, small true. Amount of money. How many people were there?
I think around 210 or something. She oh. said, yeah, there's 210 people.
Wow.
Yeah. Lots of people.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like that, does
you
it?
You got screwed.
Well, no, it was fair. It was fair for me and fair for them.
Which is so funny that, because it's hard as, and we're going to talk about this in a future episode,
yeah.
but like valuing yourself, wow, mm-hmm. I had a hard time saying that, as an artist.
Yeah. It's very strange. It's a really weird thing to do.
Because again, it's how can you be successful as an artist if you're not being properly
valued.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really strange. It's hard. But I would say I'm pretty happy with where I'm at.
I think you're successful as an yeah. artist. Yeah. I think when you have you have people who are who look up to you as an artist, I think that's also a somewhat successful.
You think I have people who look up to me as an artist?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Aw. That's it. That's the only person.
No, I don't know. I definitely look up to you as an artist.
Oh, but good.
Good.
That's the way it should be.
Excellent.
Yes, it's working perfectly. No.
Oh, no, but
you. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you work as an artist.
It's true.
Don't get me wrong. Love Indigo.
Yep.
But that's what I do.
Yeah.
For the time being.
That's what you, well.
For a while.
You seem, every time, so you make these types of statements on this show.
Yeah, and then
this
I
is a show. That's pretty cool.
And then I leave the show, and I go.
You leave the show, and you're like, well, I could be a manager at Indigo. I'm like, don't fucking do. I love Indigo too. Don't get me wrong.
For the
Heather
2 weeks.
Reisman, you got an awesome store there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, I heard what you said there. That was awfully rude. I loved my time there.
And we loved having you.
Yeah. See, I
and mutual. I would have you back.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would love to work at Indigo.
It's a great place.
But I like being an artist.
Yeah.
I
actually found a job where I could be an artist at Indigo.
Okay, there you go again.
I know.
That's what you want to do?
Well, no, I want to be an artist.
Mm-hmm.
But Indigo just, you know, pays the bills.
There you go.
Yeah.
There has to come a time, I think, to be successful as an artist that you say, I'm going to go for it. Because
yeah.
you have to set the path, and you can't stray from the path. I know that people say that, well, there's a little offshoots here and there. No. Fuck the offshoots. Don't go there. Straight on the path, even you have to cross the boundary.
Lean into the discomfort.
Yes, yeah. You have to. Because if you don't, you're never going to make it.
I
you know who does this? And I admire the bastard. Jeff Newman.
I know. But he can also pay the bills. That's the thing.
Why do you think he can pay the bills?
Yeah, because he went for it.
Yes.
It's just...
Love you, Jeff.
I'm just... I love you too, Jeff.
This is so...
This has turned into a
poor Jeff, if he's listening.
Yeah.
He will too on some drive to a gig. He gets the gigs.
He does. Because
he's working on an effect right now, and it sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Book him. I actually saw it today.
And, wow.
Mm-hmm. But yes, definitely book him. Jeff Newman.
And also.
Newman Mentalism. He's been on the show.
He has been. And book Ben Price.
Yes, me too. Book me before Jeff. Just Jeff will know, too.
Yeah.
Someone booked him.
I feel it.
Yes. Because he's a mentalist. Yeah. If you haven't listened to that show, Jeff's a mentalist. So he knows everything. Everything. He probably knows we're talking about him right now.
Ooh.
Is that him on the phone? I'm just kidding. That's not happening.
That'd be funny, though.
Would it?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
We'd chuckle.
I hear a really weird noise. Do you hear that? What was that? Thunder?
Or my upstairs neighbors.
So, okay. Either one.
And you. Where were we? Paying the bills.
Oh, yeah, paying the bills.
Yeah. I just...
So we've talked about...
But I'm also kind of in a weird spot right now in my life where it's like I'm tied into a lease.
That's fair, yes.
And I'm...
Absolutely.
All that.
And you're in Lethbridge.
And I'm in Lethbridge.
What do you do here?
So I feel like... Nothing. Yeah. Hopefully when I get out of this place...
Yeah.
I'll have a little bit more freedom to do that.
So, come September.
Come September. Whether I get a month to month somewhere or whatever, like
just
if I buy a tiny house.
Yeah, you're really about this tiny house.
There was one for sale but in Kimberley while I was there.
I can't have you having a tiny house because I need you to help me pay the rent at my apartment.
But you can come live in my tiny house.
I don't want to live in your tiny house. I want to live with Megan in a room in an apartment.
In an apartment?
Yes.
Not a house?
In a hoose, if we can, but... Actually, the house I stayed in Calgary when I went up for the curing room, I loved that house.
That's good. I feel like this is a conversation we should be having.
What do you mean?
Not on our podcast.
Why?
I don't know. It just feels like more of a private conversation, but...
That we're moving to Calgary?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. It just feels like a weird conversation to have on a podcast, but...
Well, you kind of have to have conversation on a podcast. That's what it is.
Okay. Let's not have that.
We could sit here and write notes to one another, but that wouldn't be very interesting to people.
Oh, that's a funny one.
Yeah, see? It might be interesting. Maybe we'll try that. Will it be successful?
Maybe.
Who knows?
What time are we at?
We have about 3 minutes left.
3 minutes?
So I want to... We talked about success as a person, as an artist, as an individual. It's subjective, we think.
I think we agree on that, where it's, it's hard to define.
And then we have this idea of financial success.
Mm-hmm.
So is financial success getting by, or is it, you know?
I think financial, again, it's kind of subjective because, my financial success is being like, hey, I'm able to pay for this apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to, you know, pay for my internet and cable and everything.
Yeah.
And maybe have a little bit left at the end of the month.
Right.
I'm not doing that as an artist currently.
Nope.
But it feels pretty good, I think.
So will it change? If you started acting full-time or doing something in theater full-time, would this financial success change? Would you just be successful?
I think as long as I can pay for what my basic needs are, I think I'll be successful.
So if you had this, if you were an actor and had the same financial stability that you have right now, you'd be successful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, the fact that I can, I mean, a year ago, I wouldn't have been able to pay for this place by myself.
Sure.
I didn't.
Yes.
And now the fact that I can and do, and that I can actually function as a human being, that's successful to me.
True.
So, I don't know. I think I have my comforts in life that I enjoy. And the fact that I can do them, I enjoyed. But anyways, I think we've hit the end of it all.
Yes.
Yes. Well, thanks for coming back with us.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Sightlines with Cameron Lohman and Ben Price.